was watching Peter Pan teaching Wendy to fly on a broadcast of the live actors, not Disney, live actors performing the play. I thought Peter Pan was really flying. And after that, my brother and I threw powder in the air and jumped off the top of our bunk bed, and to this day, we are sure we did fly. Which no one else believes us, but we know we did. Years later, I learned that Peter was actually a woman actor, Mary Martin, and that there were wires helping her appear to fly. What I had seen and believed on television was not true. What is truth? My next memory of television watching was the funeral of John F. Kennedy, 55 years ago this week. It was the end of Camelot, the end of a dream of creating a perfect kingdom for the American people, but also it was a dream of a perfect kingdom far and wide. You know, to this day, you can go into households in Ireland and see pictures of John F. Kennedy on the wall. And in fact, my memory of seeing it on television, we had just that week moved to Germany, and our housekeeper was crying, sobbing, bitter at the end of the dream of this politically created kingdom. After that, in Germany as a child, I only remember an occasional glimpse of puppet shows on TV because my mother did not like that big eye invading our family time back in those days. But when we moved back to the United States, in third grade, TV became a big part of my life. Every day after school, if I had done my chores and my homework, I indulged in the great superheroes. One day, it would be Batman and Robin. Robin was the handsome one. The next day, it would be the Green Hornet. Kato was the one. And, of course, by then in syndication, Superman. Do you remember how that show began? Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare, you probably can recite this from your childhood, right? Bend steel in his bare hands, and who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American. Truth, justice, and the American way. That's what we heard. That's what we thought we were all about. It was only years later that I learned that while we talked this talk, actually justice was only for people of some races. And justice was only for people with certain financial standing or status, or people with the right connections or job, or who had come from the right families and education. And it continues. And this problem with justice, it's not just about America. Pretty much every nation and government in known human history has had different kinds of justice for different kinds of people. Dividing rich from poor, races and ethnicities, culture from culture, dividing weak from strong. And as for that never-ending battle for truth, well, what is truth? On this last Sunday of the church year, Pontius Pilate asks the question, what is truth? Pilate stands in judgment of Jesus. He speaks for the power and authority of this world. Pilate speaks for the then most powerful empire known in that part of the planet. His authority divides and conquers. Even here, the scripture has told us that the Jewish leaders had turned Jesus over to be killed on the argument that it was better for this one fellow Jew to die than for many to suffer because of the threat he might pose to the Romans, which would result in the Jewish people being oppressed. So Pilate goes back and forth between the Jewish leaders and Jesus, thinking he has the final decision of whether or not Jesus will live. The charge that is placed on Jesus is that he says he is a king. The law says there can be no king but Caesar in the empire. Jesus neither admits nor denies the charge as it is presented. He says, "For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth hears my voice." If you've been following the Gospel of John, you know that those who hear his voice are the sheep who follow the good shepherd. If you follow him, if you hear his voice, you do follow him. Pilate then said, "What is truth? What is truth? In this day when we do not truly always know what is fake news and what is real news, what is truth? In this time when technology can easily change a photo, I do it all the time. I take people who are like making funny faces in the background out of pictures. It's really easy. So a photograph can deceive us. How do we know what is truth? When we see that history is written and then rewritten depending on who is in power, so that what we are told was truth one year, we are told the next year was not truth. What is truth? the Omega, the beginning and the end, the sovereign, the king of the universe. But how do we know Jesus is the truth? Pilate thought he had the power to end his life. Pilate thought he himself had the power of life and death. But something greater overcame even death. The truth. The way of the world, of the kingdom Pilate represented, is one of physical power, of retribution, of materialism, of violence, of injustice and control. The way of Jesus, the truth, is quite simply the way of love. Pure, unconditional love. Love that is and was and is to come. Love that did not defend himself against the power of this world. Love that knows there is something greater. He is the way, the life, and the truth. And on this day, we celebrate that the way, the life, the truth is our